This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I feel like in the previous years, like, everybody knew exactly where the football was going, which is cool. Like, we had Diggs and we had those guys, Gabe. We knew exactly where the ball and was going. Now we have a whole Rolodex of guys that could do it. We could leave the ball in Cook's hand. We could put it in Dalton's hand. We could put it in Knox's hand. We could put it in 13. We could put it on zero. Like, we could put it on 10. We could put it on 15. Like, we could put it on so many different guys at any point in the game. And I think that that's what is keeping the game more exciting and more fun, because don't nobody know where that ball is going.
Bills left tackle Deion Dawkins. Bills leaning into the idea everybody eats. Respectfully, the defense is getting that as well. Heard a stat, 11 different defenders pressured Trevor Lawrence in that game. 11 different players got credited with a pressure of Trevor Lawrence.
That's 11 different players?
Yeah.
Because they, what, had blitzers coming in,
and,
right?
And all the linemen and
Jamarcus
backup linemen.
Jamarcus Ingram had a sack. Yeah, the back, right. Javon Solomon got in at the
Casey
end.
Casey Tuhill had a sack. Like, you had 11 different players credited with a pressure in that game.
Tuhill's sack was the ghost spin.
Yes, it was.
As it's being called by some.
Happy Wednesday. Good morning. We're getting ready for Sunday Night Football. Ravens, Bills. I do have a small dilemma. I think I'm going to have people over, make some food.
Okay, on a Sunday night?
Yeah.
You got to serve before the game, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be ready before the game.
But if you wait till the game, everyone gets settled and, like, we're eating at 9 o'clock.
Also, it's dark outside. I'm going to be smoking something. The question is, again, I'm not going to do smoked crab cakes or anything like that for Baltimore. You know, you try to make it, you know, relate to the team they're playing. Have done Nashville hot chicken, Kansas City. Nice. You know, it's barbecue, brisket, a lot of options. Baltimore.
Old Bay.
I'm going to smoke some wings and do Old Bay wings. Have done that before.
Not a big fan.
It's
like, you know, it's not bad. I can eat it.
I agree.
I would never go seeking it out. Like, oh, I got to get, we're in Baltimore. Let's get some Old Bay. Just, nah.
I agree.
Don't need it.
I'm going to make them, though. It's fine on wings. It's fine.
They've got an opportunity maybe to be known for something that's, you know, better.
What else does Baltimore make?
Crab cakes, right?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Crab cakes and football, that's what Maryland does.
That's right. 803-0550 if you want to join us. All right, so who is ready to talk about the one seed? And in this conversation, I'm going to tell you about Christmas Day and what a big deal Christmas Day will be for the one seed.
Okay, which is exactly 3 months from today?
Yes. There's a story that Netflix asked Fox for Tom Brady for the broadcast for Christmas Day.
Wow.
Netflix wants Brady.
Right, because they have to borrow everything.
Yeah, that's right. Netflix, they've already agreed CBS is going to produce their games.
Okay.
But
they,
yeah,
need people to
they
call.
They need
it.
Broadcasters. Yeah. And Netflix asked for Brady. Fox said no. You can't have him.
Okay.
So no Brady on
these
games.
They should have been asking for Greg Olson anyway.
Probably.
Maybe they'll get Greg Olson.
No Brady. But the two games on Christmas Day. Yes, we are looking ahead 3 months. You can say, guys, why don't we take this one game at a time? And I'll say we have lots of time to talk about this. Chiefs-Steelers and Ravens-Texans. That is Christmas Day. Think of any other teams that you would consider. If we're about to have a conversation about who's going to be the one seed.
Yeah.
Not that Pittsburgh's going to be good, but don't discount the idea that it could be one of those years where an actually kind of not that good team becomes the one seed, like when Tennessee did.
Tennessee did it.
Like, it happens. So you get those. But if right now it looks like Bills and Chiefs are on a collision course. Ravens got off to a bad start. The Bills beat them Sunday.
Oh, they'll be three games back of that? Making that up is going to be impossible.
Basically 3.5 games back of the Bills.
You can basically eliminate them for the one seed. They would have three losses.
Yeah, and a tiebreaker loss to you.
I mean, usually three losses is what you need to get it. They might have to. I mean, you'd have to win out to have a good shot, probably, at it. To that be possible, you probably have to only lose one more game. The odds of that happening if the Bills were to beat the Ravens, you'd basically be taking them out of the one seed.
I think so. You'd have to finish. A full game ahead of the Bills. Even if they finished 12-1, it wouldn't matter if the Bills had the same record.
Right.
So, should we be thinking about that? The one seed.
I think a little bit. I think they've played their way back into that conversation. They've earned being back in the one seed, making one seed the conversation again. Right? There was not that before the year. That was the division and, just get in, right? How many times did we take a call before this season? We're like, you know what? This year, I'm good just getting in and seeing what happens. Even if it's a road playoff game at the start. But they've earned the right to escape that. They're not in that line of thinking anymore. They look like the best team in football right now. So, okay, let's dive in and see what they've got to do and who their biggest competition is to skip a playoff game and then have every game after that be at home. Which sometimes can be, you make this point about the Eagles a lot. It doesn't always work out in your favor where you get lucky. You could play the Chiefs right in week two. It could fall that way. But there's once in a while where, hey, look, the Eagles were the one seed. They didn't have to play in the wild card round. Then they got the Giants in week two.
Yeah.
The Niners one was just a freak accident. But
you're two wins away from the Super Bowl, and both games are home.
The one seed that year, it was one year, but that year was a free pass to the Super Bowl. Sometimes it can go that way.
Yeah.
And I think the Bills look like a team. What would stop you right now from thinking they can be the one seed?
Right, they have a very good defense, it appears.
Guys that are missing.
Yep, their offense appears to be on schedule. It's not to say there won't be adversity or losses or trouble along the way, but they certainly look the part of a team that's going to be a contender.
Well, my big concern with them, because right now you break it down, their defense looks great, their defensive line looks amazing, Vaughn looks like he's back, that was a question mark. All the question marks, to me, are being answered slowly here at the start. Safety looks fine. That was a question. And Von Miller's status looks fine. And offensive line, they might have the best offensive line in football right now. And for me, a big reason why I'm happy to think they could be the one seed is my biggest concern was, is somebody going to step up at wide receiver? Even just one. And right now that is happening. Khalil Shakir's done it. I think the confidence that he's given me in the Bills offense, I think that is answering the one blank that I thought could really hold them back from right top of the division again, being in the conversation with Kansas City.
One thing about this general conversation, this is a Diggs adjacent point. It's not actually a Diggs point. Are they ready for pressure, or will they find a way to not feel it? Because one theme from training camp this year was, we're having more fun, right? It's just looser. Everybody's looser. Can't explain it. Everybody's looser. And my thought on that was expectations are lower a little bit. You're not hearing as much as, it's the Bills or bust, right? Best roster in football. When they sign Vaughn, they've got to win it. When they lose in 13 seconds, they've got to win it. When they lose to Joe Burrow and the Bengals here at home the next year, it's about proving that the reason you lost was because of what happened with the Hamlin game, and mentally you were there were reasons to prove that what happened and what went wrong, you've got to undo that. The Bills should have won by now. And with all the names that departed, it's a lot of leadership, sure. Captains, old leaders. Again, like I said, it's not a Diggs point. That's Gabe Davis. That's Mitch Morse. That's Poyer, Hyde. You might think these guys are all past their primes, and you might be right about all that. So it's a fresh group. It's a new group that has not been through as many playoff disappointments or playoff duds, if you will. The Bengals game is a dud. This last game against Kansas City, not so much of a dud, but it's a loss. And I felt like when they were talking in training camp that the pressure, that they were having more fun, I thought, that's because you're not feeling it the same way. There's a refreshing of people. Draft picks, Free agents, new receiver room outside of Shakir, right? Everybody's gone. Everybody's new. And I wonder if they get to 5-0, 4-0, 7-1. Will they start to talk about it? This team openly talked about the one seed as a goal in previous years. And I'm not sure that they will start to have that conversation again the same way. They might, but...
It'll be hard to avoid, though, if they're... If they're beating, especially this next three-game stretch, if they go on the road twice in prime time, and I'm imagining the Houston game, most of the country is going to get that one, right? Or at least the 1 o'clock game on in week 5 or whatever it is. The next three games against the Ravens, Texans, and Jets all on the road. If they come away with that stretch and are 6-0, or if they're 5-1, they win two of the three, there's no avoiding it.
Yeah.
They are going to be the favorite for the one seed. They are going to be talked about that way. They are going to be asked questions about that. Not just even when, you know, the local media guys are talking to him, but when these guys do national interviews too. When they're on with Kyle Brandt, when they're on with Diana Rossini, when they're on NFL Network, whatever. What are the questions they're going to be getting?
Are they going to just
What are the points brought up to them?
Are they going to be able to say... Yeah, you know, we're just having fun. We're not worried about that right now.
But even that, like, they'll do that, but they're on social media once in a while. I'm sure they're scanning it. They're going to see the noise. They're going to see that everybody is going to be picking them to win the one seed and the conference, maybe even.
The potential, again, like, we're going far here, but when you lose on the road in the playoffs, you were likely the underdog. When you lose as the one seed, you were supposed to win, right? You were at home. They finally got Mahomes here last year in a game, and they weren't 100%. So, okay, you've got your excuses. But I think about Baltimore as a one seed out right away in week one.
Yeah.
They lose to Tennessee that year, or was it the Chargers that year? Whatever.
I think it was
They had a 14-2 season. They're out in the first round. We mentioned the Titans all the time. It's like one of those fake one seeds that lost early. And I'm not sitting here saying, like, oh, they're going to have an amazing season and have a bad day. But... that is right. You're talking about whether or not they answer questions about pressure. It just all kind of comes back. It reminds me that when we get into a football season, this can be about everybody eats. It can be about expectations. It can be about a lot of things. You like to talk about and say that what you have is what you want. So, you know what? I'm glad we're flying under the radar. It was a constant point brought up on these airwaves from Bills fans. And I think that is over. They're not under the radar. This is not an under the radar season. Not right now. In fact, even if they kind of get back under it because they lost a couple, it'll be what happened? What's going on? How come you can't sustain this? You are off to such a good start that not continuing on this trajectory, even though you're going to have bumps in the road, like people are now expecting the collision course here between the Bills and probably the Chiefs. I mean, the Bengals. The Bengals are winless.
Oh, man.
The Bengals, the Jaguars, these two teams that might as well be toast.
Who else are you worried about?
Houston, I mean, who has not looked strong. It's the Chiefs, who we'll see. But, man, it might all just be lining up for them. And, I mean, giddy up. It's fun times. Eddie in North Buffalo is up on the phone. Hey,
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Eddie?
Hey, J&J. Thanks, guys. Listen, the older people, Jeremy, you're not older yet, but you're getting there. You might remember my principal and I had a take on the overall building of what's been going on in this coming season. But if you remember, back in the day, there was a team that was pretty dreadful for a number of years, and then they got good. and they made the playoffs. They lost, and then they really got fired. They had a game in the bag, and they lost on the last second dropped ball. And then the team kind of went into an internal turmoil. There was a lot of internal fighting. There was even a name for that team. The following year, they came back with a solidified sort of internal mantra of team first, sort of a everyone eats mentality, and they went to four straight Super Bowls. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Eddie.
The thing, though, is this is a different group, which was just kind of pointed out here. Like, that's the difference between that era and this one. The bickering Bills,
yeah,
right, is that was – who were the bickering Bills? It was Kelly and Thurman and Andre Reed and Bruce Smith. And who were the guys that went to the Super Bowls? It was Kelly and Andre Reed and Bruce Smith and Thurman. And right now, you just went through the list. Diggs is not here. Davis is not here. Morris is not here. Hyde's not here. Poyer's not here. Trey White's not here. Like, the core group around the quarterback is not the same. It's almost completely different. The leaders in the room, the best players, different. So, do they react differently? Do they play looser when they get to those moments? Or do they play tighter because they've never been in it before? That kind of what makes this year fun, though, is that it's kind of... It's different, but maybe there is an unknown. Should I just expect, or should I just sit here and say and listen to, okay, well, here's the Bills. That is normal. They look great in September, and what's going to happen? They're going to lose to the Chiefs in January. Like, okay, like, I think it's fair to say that because it's happened 3 years, but whole new cast and crew around the quarterback, I don't know, like, maybe I should think about this being the 1 year that could be different. The guy actually that made this point, I saw a 3-minute clip of Nick Wright yesterday on Twitter where I was expecting him to drop a banner above him that said Bills September champs.
You're ready to get trolled.
Right, ready to get trolled because that's usually his go-to in September. And you know what he did instead? He started telling a story about a football team that lost their best player, that was just coming off a loss to their rival in the playoffs, that everyone in the media said down year because they lost that top player, and then what they won the Super Bowl. Nick Wright went on the air yesterday and compared the Bills to the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs. That guy might even be believing in them a little bit more because it's a different group.
Well, he's going to have to change his mind soon.
Oh, well,
pretty soon.
That's not going to last.
Pretty soon, that September champs banner is coming down.
I mean, it's up there probably.
He's getting ready. 803-0550. The other thing I'm always inclined to point out is that I think a lot of the stuff about like bickering and infighting and this and that, I think that happens all the time with lots of teams. And the difference is we don't hear about it as much. I mean, Travis Kelce pushed his coach on the sideline during the Super Bowl. They won the game. End of story. Like,
yes, he did.
That happened during the game.
I mean, we're pretty sure the Eagles quarterback and coach hate each other right now, don't we?
Yes. I think all that stuff...
That we did find out about. Yeah. We just don't spend every day on it because we're not in Philadelphia.
And that's not to say you want it. It's just to say that I think a lot of that stuff is so much more common than we're ever really in on. The NFL, you know, this is a bigger point about how the league is covered and how its partners from Fox to CBS... I mean, think about it. We learned a little bit. Tom Brady's not allowed to criticize officiating on the broadcasts. He's not allowed to do it. Protect the shield. Protect the league. You could be suspended for conduct detrimental to the league as a player, right? It's just they control their own message a lot, and these teams do as well. Their own everything from their own websites to just everything is very controlled, the messaging. If two people on the team hated each other and fought in practice and the media wasn't there to see it because now more practices are closed, would anybody find out? Would you know? If they argued, if they yelled? We kind of just... That stuff is the idea of the bickering Bills. I don't know if you would find out the same way that you did. And players are coached more on how to speak, on how to say nothing. Here's a 7-minute interview and the player is not going to say anything. They're going to protect the message. You're always constantly avoiding... Unless you're Cam Taylor Britt of the Bengals, you're constantly avoiding bulletin board material.
Mm-hmm.
These players,
the Bengals in general. Chase talks a lot too, right. Doesn't he?
Yes, he does. The Bengals talk a lot.
Yeah.
Mixon, Chase, Cam Taylor Britt.
So is there a team, by the way, in the AFC that, like, right now, it feels like Chiefs and Bills are just on a crash course for each other. Is there a team in the conference that you're expecting, like, by in a month, they're going to have it together and they're going to be a part of this discussion?
I think
the Bengals might actually be toast.
That answer could very easily be Houston. Okay. They got hammered by Minnesota. Right now, Brian Flores in Minnesota is doing great things with that defense, and Houston wasn't ready for it. So I think it's very possible Houston could be right there. I mean, look at their division. The Jaguars, dead. The Titans, Will Levis, exciting. But
they feel dead.
And then the other team is Indianapolis, where, you know, it's a little bit rough for Richardson. There's highlight reel plays, but, yeah. I mean, Houston, that division went from looking like it might have three good, decent teams. It looks like it's got one to me.
And that's real. Yeah, that's it. And the one other that needs to maybe be mentioned here, even though I'm still not believing that this is going to get there, the Jets are 2-1, and that's in the Bills division.
Right.
They have two meetings with the Bills, and we don't know how those games are going to go. The Jets have an opportunity to join this party, especially if they, I mean, that's a team that has given the Bills headaches when they don't have a quarterback. And if Rodgers is playing even the way he's played right now, which is last week he deserves credit. He looked awesome last week. But weeks 1 and 2, more game manager like that, plus a defense that often gives Allen headaches. The Jets are at least worth a mention here.
The Jets play the Broncos this week, and then they go to Minnesota. Like, that's another good test. Minnesota just made the Texans' offense look like it had no answers. Can they?
London.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, right. That's in London. They play Minnesota in London.
Okay.
And then it's Bills Jets. So.
This is a break for them, by the way. They don't have to go to Minnesota and play a road game.
Right. And then, by the way, how about this? So it's the Broncos, and then it's Vikings, Bills, Steelers for the Jets.
Well, not as easy, maybe, as you might have thought.
Maybe not.
A few weeks ago.
803-0550. When we return, Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. We'll chat with him. We talk on Wednesdays, see what he thinks about this this team and where they are right now. Are they surprising to any observer that thinks, I thought they'd be good, but they look even sharper than I would have imagined at this point. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want. Happy Wednesday. Cruising through a Wednesday on the way to Sunday Night Football, another primetime game for Bills and Ravens coming up.